Whilst the whole world and certainly this country was battling a deadly pandemic, it was a feeding frenzy for the thieves. Lock them up, I say. The PPE criminals stole money meant to protect frontline workers. That's what's most evil about it, right? Those who died trying to save the rest of us. You've got to ask the question, how many lost their lives because there was no equipment? Because the thieves were busy buying Lamborghinis. Advocate Paul Hoffman is the director of Accountability Now and keeps an eye on all these kinds of stories. The report from the SIU is welcome, but I suppose the real question on everybody's lips is, will those who stole this money, will they all be brought to justice? All indications are, when this kind of thing happens in South Africa, we nab a few, but most get away with it.
Unfortunately, that's the case, Bongani. Good morning to you and to your listeners as well. Look, the difficulty is that the South African Parliament, since the ascension to power of Jacob Zuma, has not been serious about anti-corruption. In fact, the scorpions were closed down in order to facilitate the capture of the state. And since their closure, which was a long time ago, 2009, the anti-corruption machinery of state has limped along because there has not been the political will to create the kind of unit that the Constitutional Court envisaged when it gave its binding rulings in the Glenister litigation more than 10 years ago now. So what really needs to happen if South Africans generally are sick and tired of the levels of corruption that we've had to endure is that Parliament must be encouraged to pull up its socks, pass the necessary legislation, and create a specialized, well-trained, independent unit that has fully resourced personnel who enjoy secure tenure of office. That, in one sentence, is what the judges were asking for when they required Parliament to pass legislation that would give our country effective and efficient anti-corruption machinery of state. Until that's done.
Yeah.
The NPA is undercapacitated and cannot possibly do what is required to be done in relation not only to state capture, but also now this PPE disaster.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, how do we, in your words, encourage Parliament to do the right thing? I'll mention something that on the face of it is probably unrelated, but is broadly speaking linked. Whatever the motivations of the now suspended MP Mervin Dirks, surely there's an indication there of an unwillingness by Parliament to do the right thing if the President, the defender of the Constitution, allegedly suggests that he knows of wrongdoing within his own party and doesn't act against it. An MP says, well, actually, answer some questions about that, would you? And the party suspends him. That kind of thing indicates to me that certainly not the governing party, and broadly speaking, Parliament doesn't have the will to do this.
Yes, that is the problem. And I'm afraid South Africans only get the parliamentarians that they vote for. So the wake-up call happens at the ballot box, but that doesn't mean that parliamentary oversight and the tasks of parliamentarians are suspended because there happens to be a feral party in the majority. I think you will find that SCOPA will look into Mr. Dirks's complaint and that there are going to be consequences for the ANC treating the public purse as though it is the party's piggy bank. The difference between party and state seems to be overlooked by too many people within the governing alliance at national level. And that needs to be addressed because otherwise South Africa is going to disappear down the tubes as a failed state so often happens in post-liberation Africa, where a kleptocracy carries on stealing until there is nothing left to steal. And when they sink to the point that they steal from the funds that have been earmarked to protect frontline workers and to heal people who are suffering from this terrible virus in the pandemic, then you know that the moral compass hasn't been lost. It's been thrown away completely.
Advocate Paul Hoffman there, strong words, the director of Accountability Now. Do you believe there will be consequences, or will we nab a few those idiots who are high profile, who flashed their ill-gotten gains, but really the rest of them just walk away scot-free, laughing at the rest of us?